Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm Joe Biggs with InfoWars.com. Now, today we've decided to come out to the University of Texas in Austin and quiz students and find out if they actually know anything about this upcoming Independence holiday. You know what holiday we're celebrating this weekend?
Yeah, 4th of July.
Have no idea.
What?
July 4th, man.
I don't know. Oh, 4th of July. Right?
No, that's a day, though. What's the holiday?
What?
No, I don't.
Good for you.
Probably July 4th.
Yeah, that's probably. It comes after the 3rd.
4th of July.
But what's the holiday called?
Independence Day.
There you go. And you know who we're celebrating our independence from? What tyrannical government?
Enlighten me.
You got to tell me.
I got to tell you. Well, wait a minute now.
Independence Day.
There you go.
Yeah.
And who are we celebrating our independence from? You guys don't know? Are you going to be celebrating this holiday? Do you know why? And who are we celebrating our independence from?
Britain.
Britain. Damn British.
There you go. And what kind of coats do they wear?
Red.
Red.
Yeah, they're red coats.
Do you like those coats?
No, I think they're ugly as anything.
Great Britain. Britain.
What? Look at you.
Britain. Great Britain.
I'm from Mexico, so I know nothing.
We're all from Mexico.
Let me think. Oh, man. Our independence. Isn't it Mexico or is Mexico or Spain, isn't it?
I'm going to say Mexico.
You put me on the spot.
Okay, I'll give you a couple choices if you want. You ready?
Okay, give me some choices.
China?
No.
Mexico?
Yes.
Great Britain?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
And what year did we declare independence?
19... Is that right? Am I right? 1980s?
You're getting close.
Is that right? 1989?
1989 from Mexico. What?
I don't know, man.
1600s, 1700s, 1800s?
1600s.
Okay, 1600s.
Oh, man. Yeah, I can't.
1776.
That's what I'm talking about. Let me get a high five real quick.
1744.
Okay.
1744?
Huh?
Is it?
Yeah. I'm letting you answer.
I think it's 1744.
Okay.
1796. No, 1776. That's what I meant. Yeah, that's when my university was founded, so I get the two confused.
Two important dates. Yeah.
Do you know what year we got our independence?
Oh, no. I don't.
Okay.
1776.
There you go.
A long time ago.
1600s, 1700s, 1800s, 1900s.
1600s.
Okay, give me a day then.
Oh, 1776.
There you go.
It was like, I don't know, 1925? I don't know.
All right. And what document did we write and come up with on the
Declaration of Independence?
So you're saying that sarcastically, but you have to understand there's a lot of people who keep saying Mexico and things like that.
Really?
Who are from here, yeah.
I have no idea.
It's already got the name in it, kind of. Got to add a couple of
the Declaration of Independence.
You got that one.
The American Constitution.
Okay.
No. The Constitution.
And it's called the Independence. It's Independence Day, so what goes before Independence to make this?
Declaration of Independence.
There you go.
Thank you.
Declaration of Independence.
Okay, do you know any of the names of the people who signed it?
John Hancock was the first one.
She knows all the governments.
Well, you got any other names?
Yeah, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, all the founding fathers. You know, right?
Look at this.
I remember Thomas, or something like that. I don't know. Who's the guy who wore, like, the hat? No, he died. Never mind. No, I don't. I have no idea.
James Madison, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, maybe.
Look at this guy. He used to say where you're from one more time.
Saudi Arabia.
Well, I mean, I know that it was authored by Thomas Jefferson, who... It's also the founder of the University of Virginia, one of the most important universities in this country. But yeah, I suppose John Hancock, a bunch of other dudes. I should know, I watch National Treasure a lot.
You know any of the people who signed it in 1989 for Mexico?
Thomas Jefferson, right?
Yeah.
And George Washington.
You're on it. There's no fooling you. Look at you.
We'll be back.
Knowing your stuff. Mexico,
many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed. And just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, as life was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All of our basic freedoms are under sustained attack, not just here in the United States, but all over the world. But in its place, they're replacing our basic liberties with ninnying rights to be politically correct and obsess over destroying the right to language, the right to property, the right to our bodies. California vaccine bill battle erupts into all-out political war. There are major recall movements starting to remove members of the California House and Senate that passed a forced inoculation bill for school children. And now, they have doubled down with two more bills to forcibly inoculate adults. They're not going to stop. And that's healthcare workers, and then anyone who's in contact with children. That'll be everybody. This is forced inoculation. You're like, well, I'll just leave California. Oh, really? You will? California is the model state for the takedown of the United States, along with New York, who's got forced inoculation bills advancing in their legislature. All over a few hundred measles cases where no one died. In fact, what smart people do, and what pediatricians, a lot of them privately do, they don't vaccinate their kids. One of the highest levels of unvaccinated is one of their kids will get the measles. They'll invite their neighbors over and others for a measles party so that the kids get it when their immune system isn't already run down. And so you barely even get a couple spots on your face and get 101 fever for a day. But they take normal things and basically make it like it's the end of the world. It's a victory of hype and hysteria. Honeybees kill a couple hundred. Wasps kill hundreds. Water moccasins kill hundreds. Deer physically kill more than 10 people a year, ramming them with their antlers. Deer attack people. Elk attack and kill people. They kill hundreds jumping in front of your cars. But you're not scared of deer. You're scared of sharks that kill 5 to 10 people a year worldwide. And again, I go back to these examples because they're so key. But regardless of that, there's a whole other debate about the vaccines. Most of the so-called vaccines are not classical vaccines where you take smallpox and kill it, or you take a virus and go in and radiate it, or however you break it, and then you put that in, and the body learns how to respond to it, basically fighting a dummy. It's like training an attack dog, you know, on a dummy. These new vaccines aren't vaccines. See, everything is playing on the public's ignorance. We sent Joe Biggs out yesterday in Austin, Texas, in a red, white, and blue suit, our reporter. Videos on Infowars.com. I'm going to have it added under the article that's on DrudgeReport.com. Citizens don't know what country we seceded from in 1776. And about 60% of the Austinites we talked to had no idea what Independence Day was even about. Those that did know, the 4 out of 10 or so, most of them had spotty knowledge. A few of them had very good knowledge. But you have to understand, if you get 60% of the public that don't know what Independence Day is, and they just hear, oh, people are getting measles, got to have a law to make everybody take shots. California is now mandating more than 20 vaccines. It's whatever the health department mandates, they then say is mandatory. Without a law, they engaged in fraud for decades all over this country and in Europe and Australia, saying it was the law when they had a waiver in their filing cabinet. And federal funding to the schools is tied more than anything, not to test scores. No Child Left Behind, which is federalization, but it is tied to test scores. It's more tied to vaccination records and school attendance. The money's tied to those two things. You can fail your test scores for 3-4 years and not get your funding taken away. But you have attendance drop or you don't vaccinate over 98%, your money is revoked. Same thing with the TSA announcing. There's no law. They couldn't pass the Real ID Act fully. They passed part of it where they make the states adopt all the federal guidelines. So now they're just saying you can't fly with a state ID if your state doesn't comply with the feds. And then see, next, the feds can attach to having the state be under their federal auspices and the ID cards working and being accepted. That's the cashless society. That's an internal passport. That's a mark to buy and sell. The ultimate slave item. You see, slaves in ancient Rome and other areas had to carry little necklaces around their neck, wood or copper or iron, stating who owned them, and they had to carry a piece of paper with them on the business they were on with a seal. And if you got caught with a fake seal or a fake letter, it was death in the arena. Or you were sent to a lead mine, or a salt mine, or a copper mine, or a gold mine to be worked to death. So all the new stuff we're getting, we've seen it before. You see, and when they have these newscasts, it's like, it's so wonderful. It's so easy that Colorado complied with the federal government, and now this lady who's not allowed to fly with her old license, she can go get a new one now, and she's allowed to fly. And the TSA guy goes, well, you don't have to get it. You just can't fly, and starts laughing. Ha, 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 ha. And you can buy nor sell without it when they're done. They have announced, all the major think tanks decades ago, that you're going to have an ID card and a face scan and a thumbprint. You're going to put your hand down to buy and sell. All the new software coming out that deals with the Internet from Microsoft, Google, Apple, you name it, has embedded already the thumbprint activation systems. You see most people with their droids and with their iPhones accessing them by thumbprint right now. You're like, oh, it's convenient. Oh, it's fun. Oh, it's easy. Yeah. But then once it's ubiquitous, they're going to attach it to track everything you do and make any transaction not tracked illegal. And then they can turn your digital number off, and you will be done. And then, of course, the next move is purchasing by retina scan, face scan, or voice print. This has all been announced. Just like I told you they're coming with forced inoculation, now it's here. Here it is, Fox News. I was on syndicated radio shows, TV interviews, you name it, in the last 20 years, thousands of times. And hundreds of times, I would say, in the future, you will be taxed by the mile. They're going to keep the old gas tax as well. They will track everywhere you go. They're already putting boxes in that track your history. Soon it'll be a cell phone-based system that tracks everything. That's now in place. And the host would say that'll never happen in America, even though the boxes were being put in. All cars made globally for the last 6 years have boxes in them that track everywhere you go and what you do and dial in via cell phone to central networks. How do you think your GPS in a new car tells you where there's traffic and tells you where there's bad weather and everything else? Because it's tied in via a cell connection to a central database hub. And everything you do is tracked. And again, it's being done to totally enslave you. But remember the denial. They'll never tax you by the mile. TxDOT is rolling out Google cars meant to replace humans. They'll just keep raising the insurance rates on humans until we can't drive, unless you're a billionaire. That's the admitted stated plan. You have to understand, most of this broadcast is their stated objective. And let me tell you, they get their objectives done. They are 10 to 15 years behind, depending on the program, but they're catching up. And if we roll over during this process, we're done. But their propaganda to an awake person seems very juvenile, very mindless, like you're talking to a lobotomized, chimpanzee or something. But you have to understand, they're communicating with the public that doesn't know what Independence Day is. I predict that if you did a national poll, well, they've done them where college graduates can't list any founding fathers and don't know just anything, that probably half the public doesn't know what Independence Day is. And that's what we found in California and Texas at universities, particularly. You find the stupidest people you've ever seen in your life. And that's because they're just going there to be milked for jobs that don't exist. So mom and dad can feel like they did a really great job and were great parents. Here it is. Oregon launches program to tax drivers by the mile. First it was, we'll let you opt into it. But now, no, we're going to just make you do it. David Hastings is a rare American. See how they always pitch it like it's really cool. It's really cool. This lady got her national ID card from the state. You got to have it to fly. It's really fun. Oh, it's really cool. This guy's a rare American. He was part of the, David Hastings is a rare American. This longtime hybrid car owner from Oregon wants to pay higher taxes for roads and bridges and says the current 30 cents per gallon state tax barely affects him. I've been freeloading. I mean, listen, this whole thing's written as a psyop. Bet this guy's a PR hack. I've been freeloading on highways for 20 years, driving electric cars or hybrid cars, getting at least 40 miles to the gallon. So I haven't been paying my share. And it goes into how he's opted in to be part of it in a U.S. program. And it will be mandatory within 3-4 years. Bet your bottom dollar unless you say no. Then they're going to take your cars completely away from you.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praise the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
On a lone and lonesome highway, east of Omaha.
On a lonesome highway, east of Omaha, listen to the engine moaning out this one song. Think about the woman.
I think Hatfield, Metallica, does a lot better doing cover songs. I mean, he sings this better than the original.
But your mouth will soon be wandering
the way they always do.
When you're riding 16 hours, there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding. We just wish the trip was true.
When you're exercising, you have the best brain form because the blood rushing through your mind gets those electrons firing at full capacity. Up on the stage.
Up on the stage. Here I go.
Playing the star again.
Star again. Here I go. In the face.
They're launching their entire program on every front.
We walk into this restaurant, a strung out from the road. You feel the eyes upon you, just taking out the cold.
You pretend it doesn't bother you,
but you just want to explode.
Sometimes you can hear them talk. Is it woman?
Is it woman?
Is it man?
And you always see my number. Don't tell me it's me.
Watch when you make a stand when you're outnumbered. That's when you can't lose.
Here I am.
Up on the stage.
Up on the stage.
All right, kill it.
Here I go.
Let me just reset here on this final transmission before the 4th of July, 2015. It really hit me this morning, a rush of thoughts, a floodgate, like a dam breaking of understanding. And so much of it was thoughts that I've already had so many times, but the way they tied together, it was very clarion, very crystal. But you look at elephants or killer whales or things like that, top of the food chain, and you don't see a lot of things attacking them or trying to kill them, other than men, the super predator. And we're not the dominant species on this planet because we're physically the strongest or the biggest or the fastest. It's because we were smart and we could work as teams. And we had the will to build and design tools that grew into technologies. And now man faces in 2015, humankind, our greatest challenge. Will we be conquered by a subgroup, a legion of doom, a guild of evil, a mafia of death, a cult of destruction? Will we allow miscreant groups in our own species who cheat the human system to manipulate their fellow humans in a completely dishonorable way so that they can control and govern the future? Now, why don't other animals mess with killer whales? Why do sharks run from them? Why will a 25-foot great white run from a 30-foot killer whale? Run. Because they know where there's one, there's more. And they work together. They're mammals. And their jaws are bigger and they're stronger. And a great white doesn't enjoy something when it's eating it. Killer whale does. When we come back, I'm going to tie it all together. A key. to defeating the globalists. All this and more on this Friday Worldwide Live, July 3rd transmission.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Last night, on my orders, America's armed forces began strikes against ISIL targets in Syria.
America! America! America!
We are fighting today, we fund it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
ISIS has grabbed up from the U.S., from the Saudis, from the Qataris, weapons by the truckload. And we are now forced to fight against our own weapons, and this body wants to throw more weapons into the mix.
Freedom is the only way your keys now.
If you study criminology, Alex Jones here, back live, and you understand megalomania and history, this is following a blueprint. And the establishment has a plan, but they are, with their criminal minds, mentally ill, basically, and on power trips. They crave total control over every nation, every individual, every thought you have. And that they would arrogantly fund radical Islamists, jihadis, out of Saudi Arabia with Western money, and then change their name to try to confuse the public and now have all these terror alerts. And people, in my view, are confused. I'm going to talk about this. They seem to think because so much of Al-Qaeda was staged and governments and intelligence agencies and private corporations have been caught basically carrying out attacks and blaming it on patsies and funding criminal groups to carry out attacks. There's a whole grab bag of different types of synthetic terror. But this new ISIS threat is real in that they will probably, they've now done it in France and other areas, attack Western targets, and they've got recruiting arms all over the world. They've been allowed to mushroom. They've been allowed to breed, like leaving the window open so mosquitoes can fly in the middle of the summer. So, no, the government isn't the mosquito biting you, but they left the window open intentionally and left big pots of water out in the last few months under the trees so mosquitoes would breed. So the government is responsible for this. They're behind it, and they've done it nakedly where they can be caught because they know half the public doesn't even know what July 4th is. We've done a new video in Austin, Texas, at the University of Texas. And when people were from Saudi Arabia, speaking of Saudi Arabia, or from Mexico, or from Europe, they knew what 4th of July was and what Independence Day was. That's world famous. But here in the Republic, they don't know. I will guarantee you they know about Caitlyn Jenner. I will guarantee you they know that brown bags are racist. Video, Americans know nothing about the 4th of July. Are college students aware of Independence Day significance? Infowars.com. And I've had that video added to the bottom of the article and video that's on drudgereport.com. Citizens don't know what country we seceded from. And, you know, you should go back to your town in Iowa or in New York or Florida or wherever. And I mean, I guarantee you. You talk to people above 40 or 50, they know all about it, even if they're ignorant of other issues. You talk to young people. I mean, when I was a kid, I knew all about 1776. I thought it was really cool. And even though they didn't have movies about it, and they don't promote it in the culture, so it dies, my family told me all about it, and I read books about it, and I went and to D.C. and witnessed it for myself and saw the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and all the rest of it because my parents cared. And they gave me role models and heroes that mattered. Nowadays, we're given LeBron James. Nowadays, we're given Roger Staubach. And nothing against Roger Staubach or LeBron James, but I mean, I'm sorry. They just aren't that big a deal. I mean, my grandfather was like best friends basically with, Tom Landry and was his roommate at UT and played football with him. And that's the first coach of the Dallas Cowboys, most famous coach, hands down, except for maybe Vince Lombardi. I don't sit there and get butterflies over the fact, I've told people that are sports fans, they're like, really? Oh, that's amazing. I mean, just any connection. There's NFL players that live in Austin, quite a few of them. Nothing against them. But, I mean, people will see them downtown and, oh, my gosh, that's such and such. I mean, who cares about a bunch of egomaniacs all calling themselves Lord this, God that, King this? I mean, I'm going to throw up. I mean, when I see LeBron James in King outfits with scepters, I think of African dictators doing the same thing we talked about last week. Or I think about Kim Jong-un. Or I think about that baboon woman over in England, the Queen of England. I mean, she's literally an old, ugly chimpanzee with a stupid crown on her head with a scepter. You stupid welfare witch! Tax-exempt, owns giant oil companies worth tens of trillions, has hundreds of giant palaces. I'm going to throw up. And then she goes out and gives speeches about austerity, and they cut the gas allotment from 85-year-olds in England so they freeze to death while they spend hundreds of millions of pounds a year heating her castles. So Kim Jong-un, the Queen of England, LeBron James, I mean, anybody that wants to wear a tiara, I just spit on you. That's all I got to say. And, you know, you look at the tabloids, you watch the news, you would think that we still have a sovereign monarch. They've trained 3-4 generations of American women to have teacups in their homes like that's classy of the royal family. I think I might get a royal bowl, use it as a bedpan. I mean, I desecrate royalty any chance I can. You know, when I'm around the office, but I got to go to the bathroom. I'm not normally crude, but I go, guys, I got to go take a Queen Elizabeth. She is the second. People finally got it, though. They're like, oh, I get it. Yes. Because these are the enemies. We need to create that culture of recognizing them. They know that. You have this abhorrence of the 21st century of royalty crawling around, tax-exempt, getting tax money. Their wealth is a state secret, whether it's here or in the Netherlands. And you go out and you show Democrats, they've done this, we're doing it next week. You go and you show at the university 4 or 5 palace-sized houses, $40 million, $13 million, you name it. And you say, is this Donald Trump's? Everybody thinks he's the richest guy. The guy's literally nothing. Kind of just a front man for some consortiums on the East Coast. I'll leave it at that. Oh, yeah, Trump's a piece of work, folks. And they go in there. It's just mind-blowing. I don't even know what to say anymore. And you show them a cardboard poster board with 4 mansions on it. And you say, is this Donald Trump's or Hillary Clinton's? And then when they understand that it's Hillary Clinton's, they get mad and upset with her. These are dangerous people. You should be mad at her. In fact, can you guys cue that up? I think it's like students upset at Hillary's mansions. It was like 2-3 days ago I meant to play it. I think I sent it to Nico. There it is. Young Americans shocked to learn of Hillary's multiple mansions. And see, they don't care if you invent something that saves lives or you write a best-selling book or whatever and you're rich. They don't like you because of it. They like Hillary because they think she's going to confiscate wealth and give it to them. And then when they realize that she has all these big mansions, hundreds of millions of dollars worth, they get upset and start hating her and say, well, now I'm not going to vote for her. And they think Donald Trump is the richest guy in the world. And they think that free market is what we have here when we now have a fascist system that uses socialism to engineer and control them. Now, I said I'd get to my whole parallel or allegory with the killer whales and the elephants versus other animals to try to explain things, and I'll do that in a moment. But first, let me just read to you some of the headlines here in the stack we'll be getting to in the next hour on your phone calls. Then we're going to have Peter Schiff back on, economist, multi-billion fund manager, to give us the latest on the situation in Greece. Greek banks down to $500 million in cash, €500 million in cash reserves as economy crashes. And again, as they prepare to default, they use the crashing economy for the globalists to come in and buy it up. The daily allowance of cash for many ATM machines has already dropped from €60 to €50, purportedly because 20 notes are running out. And they always titrate things in the reverse. They always slowly dull it down. When they end up taking your private pension funds, your 401ks, and they nationalize the stock down the road, they do this everywhere. It's an exact playbook. They will take pieces of it at first. and you'll be able to get out $100 a day, and then $70 a day, and then $60 a day, and then $40 a day, and then $20 a day, and then $10 a day, and then $1 a day. And you'll always be able to get your dollar. You'll be treated like a criminal when you go up and ask for it, but and what's this dollar for? Because we're land of the free, home of the brave, that doesn't know what 1776 is or independence. Hell, don't even know who your daddy is, even if your daddy comes home every night. But you know all about your imaginary friends on TV. What do you call it when you're a kid and you have an imaginary friend? You call it being a kid. What do you call it when you're an adult? You call it being insane. But see, we have imaginary friends on TV, and people think they're more real than the real world. And the brain sees it as an imaginary friend. It's the same thing. That's what fiction is. Well, see, this isn't fiction right here. I'm not your imaginary friend, okay? I'm in here watching this country get overrun, and I'm in danger even being here, okay? I mean, this is not some boss hog takeover just to loot stuff and then pump up the economy and skim it. They want to break it because they want to break you and your family. They want to dominate you. You always hear the story of robbers coming in and they'll tie up the family and then rob the house for 4 or 5 hours and go, you know what? Let's rape the wife and the kids. And you know what? Let's go ahead and shoot dad in the head. Oh, we killed him. Now we got to kill the wife and the kids. And people always say, why'd they do that? Why not just leave with the jewelry and the money? Why would they want to have murder investigations? Say, well, what? Because they like to kill people. That's why. Get it through your head. They want to hurt you and your family. That's why they put fluoride and over 200 other chemicals on average in your water. Our DNA is now unraveling. The IQ has dropped 14 points in the last 30 years. We're in red level crisis. They are murdering everyone and laughing and writing books about it. Criminals love to brag, don't they? Because they're so invincible. They're so powerful. Hillary likes to get up and say, we funded ISIS. We funded Al-Qaeda to cover her butt, to hide it in plain view like it has no power. Yeah, I slept with your wife, Bob. It's no big deal. Let's go get a drink. That's a better way to tell Bob when you know it's about to come out you've been sleeping with his wife than letting him find out and build up anger. Bob, I slept with your wife. It's not that big a deal. Now that it's out, I know you're embarrassed. It's okay. It's okay. Let me get you a beer. And that's us. Oh, guess what? We're going to tax you by the mile. Oh, guess what? We're going to make robots drive your cars. Incrementally, though, where they break when you should break and then gives you a message bossing you around. The total nanny state of a coward, broken, pathetic, dumb public that doesn't even know what country they're in. I mean, we pretty much have to look at the establishment's plan now to exterminate everybody because they've already done everybody down so bad that they are a bigger danger than the elite. You go, wait, you just endorsed them. No, I didn't. I'm going from it from a scientific perspective, pulling back logically and looking at what they've done. We're so wrecked that you'll never be able to rehabilitate half the population that will, with pleasure, put you in a forced labor camp to supply goodies for them. You understand, with ignorance comes evil. With ignorance comes the will to hurt others, not have empathy. Do you think any of these people that don't know what Independence Day is, do you think they care if you get hauled off to a forced labor camp? You never thought they'd have forced inoculations. You never thought they'd have forced taxation by the mile tracking you. You never thought. They have activated in the last 5 years giant internment camps all over the U.S., and the Army put out ads to hire corrections officers and former military to man them with the U.S. Army and how to process Social Security numbers and how to put political prisoners in areas and, quote, re-educate us. They are training in the U.S. military, the officer corps, to have Army colonels and generals over every U.S. city running everything and disappearing thousands per city to then be handed over to the leftist political corps to be tortured and beaten to death. by giant sacks of cowardly trash. This is a victory of dishonor and weakness over everything that's good. This is a country hell-bent for bondage. Our country, financially, spiritually, and culturally, is going to be chopped up like the 55 million aborted babies. We're going to be judged. We're going to have national ID cards. You're going to go to church, and you're going to give money with a thumbprint. And the big, evil demon preacher, you could see him, big black wings and a big red tail and big fangs and big horns up there, Baphomet with just naked whores all in front of him, blood and dead babies just spewing out, more demons up on that pulpit anywhere else in your major city. The center of Satanism is in these churches, and just vomiting evil out, vomiting submission, vomiting death and evil. That's what's coming to America if we don't stop this. You notice suddenly just everything's starting to get crazy. They're announcing everything. We're going to teach your five-year-olds this and that. We're going to open the borders up. We're going to pay for the illegals everything. We're going to tax you by the mile. We're going to forcibly inoculate you. We're going to grab money out of your accounts and give it to private banks whenever they want it. We're going to arrest Amish. We're going to shut down lemonade stands. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. You understand, I could play you newscasts where they admit they put over 200 chemicals in the water. It's not just fluoride, lead, mercury, arsenic. And that's not to mention all the runoff of the glyphosate giving you cancer. They're murdering everyone.
So Mark and his wife came over to see my wife and me, and he began talking about the 4th of July, Independence Day, you know. And he said GunsAdvocate.com's having a really awesome special for the 4th of July. Celebrate your independence with the pistols now. The pistol kit's $4.99. That's right, $4.99. And the Hillary special is back by popular demand. You remember? 230 round mags, all that. GunsAdvocate.com. GunsAdvocate.com. Go, GunsAdvocate.com. Now. Go now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Is not America. We die for the system.
This is not America.
Sha-na-na-na-na.
Sha-na-na-na-na.
Little piece of you.
A little piece of me.
A little piece of me.
And all the babies.
Will die.
For the system.
For the system.
We'll devalue human life. And think that that dishonor gets us ahead. We'll cheat. And hope nobody else notices. That's equivalent of peeing in the pool. Then everyone starts doing it, and well, now the pool's no good. But the globalists aren't peeing in the pool. They are defecating in the pool. And no, it's not Baby Ruth. To quote Caddyshack, at the 8 after break, I'm going to get into my allegory because it's so important and tie it all together. But it comes down to this. We have freedom and private property because we would fight to the death for it. And compared to other systems and empires, that's what we become. We were more moral as an empire because the elites were very smart and virtuous to a certain extent and were really so confident that they wanted to empower humanity. And that's what 1776 was all about. George Washington relished not becoming king, and the royalty of the world just sat there with their mouths open, and King George III wrote a public letter and said, George Washington is the greatest man alive in the world. Everyone else would have declared themselves a king, and there would have been a royal lineage. George Washington wanted to go back to his farm, back to his dogs. Because he was a lot like a dog. Smart, loving, loyal, strong. A real man. And that's why they demonize him. They hate honorable people. But I'll tell you this, George Washington was a predator at the same time. He was a killer. And that's what separates free people from slaves. Is that we will fight. We will not bow. We have the instinct to not be slaves. It's in us. We can't help it. And the sad thing I realize is, for most people, I understand why they're followers. They just don't have it. I had a lot of old-timers, a lot of smart people, a lot of military officers. Generals, colonels, three-star generals, special forces people. My whole life growing up and on the air, they'd say, Alex, you keep trying to get the general public itself to lead and to fight and to do this. You're either born with it or you don't have it. And more I realize that's the case. Well, here's the thing. A lot of you out there were born with a spark to want to be free and born to try to help others and born to be honorable. And if you don't take action, God hates you more, I can tell you, than the actual evil globalist, because they are fallen and are who they are and of their father, the devil. You and your family have been pointed at God, and you've turned away from your responsibilities and what your bloodline has done, and you are a shame, and you are absolutely pathetic. Where are the other men? Where are the leaders? Where are the people to resist this? I got a funder operation, so I'm going to put this plug in right now. InfoWarsLife.com. I want to thank you all for supporting us. I'm not rebuking our general audience. I'm talking to the world. Our general audience is the salt of the earth. I'm talking about all these famous people and Hollywood folks and billionaires and folks that tell me, oh, you're doing such a great job. Thanks for doing it. I'm glad somebody's doing it. You need to do it. Not just me. I want to beat these people. I don't want to be a slave. I don't want evil to triumph. And it will, because good men are doing nothing. We got free shipping in the month of July. We will sell out today. It's holding faster than I thought, a brain force. And X2 will sell out. It'll be a while until we get it back in. If you want it, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsLife.com. The best nutraceuticals out there.
GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a
long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.